It's Tuesday, the 18th of September, and this morning a series of drugs warrants were carried out across Aylesbury. I went along to one address to see what happened, and we invited the media along so they could see how a drugs warrant is carried out. Okay, it's about 6 o'clock in the morning, and we're at the rendezvous point where we're all meeting before we move off towards the address, just so we can be as quick and discreet as possible. At the moment, I can see about four police vans and a group of officers sort of huddled together, a few of them that are going to be entering the house are wearing protective headgear. I'm told this is a precaution because they just don't know what's going to be behind the door when they go in. I'm going to be moving off shortly towards the house, which I'm told is a multi-occupancy dwelling. Okay, so we've arrived at the location. I've got to be really quiet as whoever's inside the house will not be expecting a visit from police this morning. We've parked up just around the corner from the property, so we're not seen. And I think we're going to be going off just now. So we've heard the officers go into the house, and we've seen two people come outside who have been arrested, and I'm about to talk to Inspector Kelly Glister just to see exactly what they found inside. Okay, Kelly, we've just heard the officers go into the house. What did they find inside?
Okay, we found four people inside the house, two of which were suspects that we wanted to arrest for various offences, which has been done. The homeowner and another person. The two suspected people have been brought out of the property and in the van ready for transportation back to the police station. And officers are now staying with the property to search it, to search for further evidence of controlled substances. I've got drug dogs on standby, but it's going to very much depend on what we see in the address. Clearly they can't go to every address, but where there's a need, we will have the dogs to search.
Okay, and how long does something like that usually take?
What, a search?
Yeah.
Well, there's quite a few rooms in the address. You know, we've got six officers and a sergeant that went in. So a thorough search, you know, could take more than an hour. It depends on what's in the house and what you've got to search for. Cupboards, you know, the amount of furniture or the disarray that the house might be in. Obviously, it all makes a difference. So we'll see.
This is just a small part of what's going on in Aylesbury today. You can keep updated with what's happened at the other addresses by following us on Twitter at www.twitter.co.uk/TemsVP or sign up to Thames Valley Alert at www.thamesvalleyalert.co.uk.